on the program today, our ninth annual. What is going on in the community around Dr. Martin Luther King Day, Dr. Martin Luther King Weekend? We'll tell you everything you need to know. This is stuff that you won't read about in the Star. This is stuff you won't hear about on the television station, but you'll hear it right here on the big program. Everybody is here, and then plenty of time in our second hour to find out what is on your mind on this second Friday of the new year. So we begin. Boy, I got everybody here in the house. I have in fact, people are buzzing about the interview yesterday with Living History, Bobby Seale. They are buzzing about it. We learn stuff. And if you missed it, you can go to praiseindy.com and click it on. Praiseindy.com. And he's coming in for the 40 gazillionth annual Dr. Martin Luther King Day dinner from IUPUI's Black Student Union, which means the people that started that 40 gazillion years ago, they're now, 40 some odd years, and they were probably at that time, almost 20. So they're almost ready for Social Security. Those IUPUI black students that started that back in the day, they're ready for Social Security. The new generation is here. You'll meet Rochelle Karanja and Jerry Black in just a hot second. The Indianapolis Museum of Art at 4000 should be Dr. Martin Luther King Street, but it's still Michigan Road. They've got a lot of activities for Dr. King, because every museum in town on Dr. King's Day is free. Every museum, even Connor Prairie, I heard, is free on Dr. King. Everybody's free on Dr. King Day. Carol White from the IMA, the Indianapolis Museum of Art, is here. On the Saturday of the Dr. Martin Luther King weekend, the tradition is at Peace Learning Center over on West 42nd Street at the Christian Theological Seminary. They've got outstanding activities. Tim Nation is in the house, but we can't leave out the White River State Park. All the museums and attractions in the White River State Park, that's the zoo. That's the Indiana State Museum. That's the Idle George. That's the NCAA's Hall of Champions. That's even the zoo. The flower place, the butterfly, you know, the other part of the White River Gardens, and even Victory Field. Some of you are asking, it's not baseball season. We're not having a Super Bowl. They're not bringing the sand back to Victory Field. White River State Park is also in the house, so there's a lot going on. Let me start with an event that will be next Saturday, January the 19th, and that is the annual Dr. Martin Luther King Community Festival, 15th annual, sponsored by Peace Learning Center. Tim Nation's in the house. Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Amos. It's so good to be here.
Well, so what y'all doing?
We're having a festival. This is a festival open to everybody. We want to see families. We want to see old and young people. We want you to come out from 11 to 3 at Christian Theological Seminary. Have you ever been in that building? It's such a beautiful building. The whole city needs to see it. It's right at 1000 West 42nd Street. That's at the southwest corner of Butler University. During the day, we're going to feature Kizito Kalima. He's a survivor of the Rwanda genocide and a peacemaker. We got the Power Peace Award we're going to be awarding to a deserving Indianapolis resident that we will be announcing that day. Right. And we also have this year a special display and documentary on the Freedom Riders from the 60s who helped build on Dr. King's legacy and make our country safer for people to travel.
How did this thing get started 15 years ago?
You know, it got started with Peace Learning Center's outreach to help try to make Indianapolis a more welcoming and peaceful community. And Martin Luther King has been an example that all of us need to take a look at. I think Martin Luther King Day is one of the most American of American holidays. Look how we spend our time celebrating a man who gave his life to bring us together as Americans and help us follow through on what the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution said. So we honor him, but we also want to bring all types of people out. So that's why we have a lot of different types of activities, from music, African drumming, art workshops, family yoga, Zumba. We even have hip-hop poetry and a community action fair with over 20 different organizations who are looking for volunteers, and they're looking to sign your kids up for after-school programs and other kinds of things in the community.
All right. Now, that is Saturday the 19th.
Yes, it's Saturday before the Monday because too many people have to work on Monday, and we want to give families and parents and people a chance to come out and celebrate Dr. King.
From 11 to 3 over at Christian Theological Seminary, 1000 West on 42nd, just east of Michigan Road.
That's right. And don't forget, too, we have free lunch. So if you make it there from between 11:30 and 1, we'll feed you also. All free.
Now, that's on Saturday. Then on Sunday, the 20th, they're going to have a time down at the Indiana Roof Ballroom, and that is the Black Student Union at IUPUI. Rochelle Carranza and Jerry Black, ladies, welcome.
Thank you.
How did y'all get Bobby Seale? When I got to notice, I said, Bobby Seale's still around? How'd y'all manage to get him?
Through hard work and persistence. And he was really excited to help us out with this. It's something that he was very passionate about as well, so it's nice to have him.
Now, this is the 40-something annual.
44th
annual. How do you all, obviously you weren't around when this thing started 44 years ago. How do you all pass the tradition? How is this tradition passed down from class to class, from students to students? Because sometimes in a university setting, one group of students 10 or 15 years ago, the next group may not want to do what they did 10 or 15 years ago. How does this get passed on? Or you all understand the traditions?
Well, we're very proud to be one of the smaller organizations on campus and still be able to throw this large dinner. But each year we have new people come in and we teach and they're eager to learn. And you just pass on the traditions. We have this binder that keeps everything as far as contact information and what we've done in previous years. So we just continue that, and there are still people that are young and eager to help and excited about the dinner. So that's how we keep it going.
Because something that's gone on that long and it's driven by students, that is unusual. To keep up that kind of interest and then to bring in, and then there have been a great lineup of speakers over the years. And after having the privilege yesterday of talking to Bobby Seale, y'all gonna be there a while. Because he's very passionate and has a lot to say.
Definitely.
What did you all ask him to talk about? Y'all?
He has prepared something prior to. Mm-hmm. We actually haven't asked him specifically to speak of something.
Okay, so he's coming.
It's something along the line of what Martin Luther King Jr. stand for and, mm-hmm. and the whole everything with that, and talk about the Black Panther Party. And
do today's students understand Dr. King's meaning?
Not really, and that's kind of our purpose of throwing this week and doing this dinner every year, is to show that as a people, we have come so far mm-hmm. in such a short amount of time, we still have so much further to go to bring Dr. King's dream to fruition. And doing this dinner and having a different theme every year right. and really focusing on him and different parts of his legacy really kind of helps people understand, especially my age, because I wasn't here, Rochelle wasn't here, our peers weren't, to really understand what he still is today and what he means to our community.
Is it hard when you see films of Dr. King and the folks in the civil rights movement, understanding that these were young folks?
They were your age.
Is that something y'all get, or it takes a while to sink in?
It's something I feel like we'll never understand and mm-hmm. never understand and relate to what they went through. And that's why I feel like this dinner is so important, and this week for us is so important as young students to actually take back and look about what people went through during the civil rights movement.
Now, is there also the university doing, a day of service? Are they doing that kind of – what kind of things else are they doing?
On Monday the 21st, there's no classes at school. We have dedicated the entire day to the day of service through IUPUI's Office of Student Involvement.
Right.
Through that day, they have scheduled certain places throughout the community where we'll be going.
Okay.
And so we don't know those where we're going.
They haven't told you yet.
No, we do not know.
Surprise.
And so you're going to make sure that you can DVR the inaugural address so you're not missing anything.
Absolutely.
Yes, definitely.
Does that make it a little tricky this year? Because I think this is only the second time that the inaugural is hit on a Sunday mm-hmm. since the Dr. King federal holiday, and then the day trips over to the Dr. King holiday. And I think the first time was the other alleged black president, Bill Clinton, back in 1990s. I'm just saying what allegedly what they said. And now this time. So that makes it a little trickier because folks want to hear the address. They want to see the pageantry. They want to see what Michelle's going to wear.
Definitely. But, I mean, there is a DVR, and I do – although I would love to be able to watch, you know, the inaugural address, I believe that going out into the community and getting my hands dirty and, you know, Rochelle getting her hands dirty, all of us doing that kind of is a testament to what he would rather happen than us sitting watching TV, actually getting out in our communities and doing something positive.
So now the dinner on the 20th with yes. Bobby Seale. There's still tickets?
Yes, there are. There's still available.
How much are the? I mean, they have different classes of tickets. So just for regular folk, how much are the tickets?
For regular folks, they are $45 for 45. Regular folks.
Mm-hmm. All right, for senior citizens, is it a senior citizen price or is it just or, no just, for the IUPUI community? How much is it?
If you are an IUPUI student or a faculty, the tickets are $25.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then if people want tickets, you know, some people heard Bobby Seale and may want to go see him. How do they get a hold of tickets?
If you call the Office of Student Involvement at IUPUI, there's a lady, her name is Sophie. She okay. will, Sophie Blanco, uh-huh. and she can contact with you with tickets.
You got the number? I tell you what, I'm going to give you time. I'm going to talk to Carol White at IMA, and I'll give you time to get the numbers.
Okay.
239-1310, 239-1310. We're giving you a preview of Dr. Martin Luther King Day activities. We move over to the Indianapolis Museum of Art. Carol White is in the house. Carol, how you doing?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm fine. So now what's going to happen over at IMA on Dr. King's Day?
We have such a long...
Because normally you all are free, so that part doesn't matter because you're free every day.
But we have free parking for that day.
Oh, no. Free parking.
Free parking
and a
free shuttle to get you from Light of the World Christian Church.
Okay.
Because our audience gets so big
right.
on that day.
Okay.
Light of the World Christian Church will drop you off at the front door of the museum and pick you back up and take you back.
So when people come out, they can see everything that is in the Indianapolis Museum of Art. You got a whole lot of other stuff. Any special things?
We have a lot of special things going on. Just let me start with one really I think that you'll be excited about. We are doing a live feed.
Uh-oh.
Barack Obama's inauguration.
Ah.
So if people would like to come and sit in a warm theater and watch the inauguration on the big screen,
yeah.
that's one of the things that we're really excited to have.
And then see, probably the fashion curators can watch and take notes about the fashions.
I think you're probably right. So the other things that we have going on, we're really focused on a theme called Common Threads.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea is to take... one of the exhibitions that's going to be up through January 27th, and we've sort of built a lot of our activities around this idea of common threads and what we all have in common as human beings. So we have a community weaving project that families can come and participate in. They'll use all kinds of threads and yarns and tie those things together. It's about 6 feet tall.
Right.
Or actually, there are two of them, so mm-hmm. people will have plenty of space to work. We also have a project called Woven Treasures Creative Color Stations. And so the idea...
Wait. That sounds deep. What does that mean?
Okay. So here's the idea.
Okay.
Everybody, when they look at colors, they sort of have meanings to them. So
right.
red has a particular kind of message. When you wear red, they can be connected to your religious traditions. They can be related to fashion, as you were just talking about. They can be culturally related. So
mm-hmm.
flags have particular colors. So what I've done is I've researched the meanings of colors.
Right.
And so when visitors come in, they'll be able to gather up a variety of different colored materials to make either wearable art, to make a sculpture, to make a drawing, whatever they want to. But the idea is to really get connected with the colors that represent you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the idea of that activity. We're reopening Star Studio.
Okay.
Very excited.
That's the thing where kids can...
Yes.
Yeah.
We are reopening it, and
uh-huh.
it will be opened on MLK Day. So there will be opportunities to not just make hands-on activities, but also there's some technology up there.
Uh-huh.
So people will be able to kind of... I won't give all of it away, but I will say that there are some iPads up there for people to experiment with.
Ooh.
And there is a photo booth that people can have their picture taken. So Lots and lots going on there.
Museum opens what time on Dr. King Day?
It opens at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
And the day is over at 4 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
but shuttles will run until 5:30 just in case people get, you know, sort of slow.
And free parking on the grounds of the Indianapolis Museum of Art. Mm-hmm. And if it's full, they got the shuttle, you just go on up the street to Light of the World Church. Dr. Hampton said, yeah, come on here for parking. They'll have shuttle buses to shuttle you back down to the museum.
Right. And we have one more thing I want to tell you about. We have a film screening called Sing Your Song, which is a documentary about Harry Belafonte and his work that includes his time in the Civil Rights Movement.
So we're
really excited about
it. And all of that and more is at the Indianapolis Museum of Art. And that's just one of the IMA is free every day. You know, all the other museums in town, they charge you, but then it's free in the other museums on that day. And if people want more information, Carol White, about IMA, how they get a hold of y'all?
Okay, you can either call 317-923-1331,
mm-hmm.
or you can also contact the museum at imamuseum.org.
IMAMuseum.org. And speaking of all the museums, you got all the museums downtown as part of the White River State Park. And you all know where that is, downtown, catty corner from where the big, you know, shiny hotel was for the Super Bowl that's empty right now because nobody's here for the Super Bowl. But in the house from the White River State Park is Jenny Banks. Now, Jenny's day job at the White River State, she's the chief financial officer. She be watching the monies at the White River State Park. It's a wonderful thing. Jenny, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So now what y'all doing at the attractions and good stuff at the White River State Park?
Well, this is our 13th year holding this event at White River State Park, and everything is free. All of the attractions are free, including parking.
Uh-oh. Free parking.
Lord. So you can park once and walk to all of the attractions.
And get your exercise on.
Absolutely.
And let me kind of walk you through. So walk us through some of these venues and some of the stuff they're going to be doing.
Well, at the Idle Jork, they have a National Geographic's exhibit.
Okay.
Exhibiting the greatest photographs of the American West.
Ah.
They also have special discounts that day in their cafe.
Uh-huh.
So... at the IMAX, they have some family-friendly shows that day that they're showing for free.
Right.
Born to be Wild and To the Arctic.
And I also understand at the IMAX, if you donate blood to the Indiana Blood Center, you might get something, a free concession. Like a free popcorn or a free drink or something.
Absolutely.
Free juju beans. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Also at the Indiana State Museum, there is an exhibit documenting the life and times of Dr. Martin Luther King.
Uh-huh.
There is on display an original signed copy of the Emancipation Proclamation and the 13th Amendment.
Signed copy?
An original
Might have been the 13th copy. Amendment that Spielberg used in the movie, Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
The one he took home with him and had the surprise. Yeah, I'm not going to give the surprise away.
Don't give the surprise.
I didn't even know the lady from Law and Order was playing in the doggone movie until I went to the movie because she told us yesterday in an interview it was meant to be a surprise. And yes, I said, girlfriend, you surprised a whole lot of folk in that movie. But anyway, so that's at the Indiana State Museum.
At the Indiana State Museum.
And then we've got the NCAA Hall of Champions.
At the NCAA Hall of Champions, they will have complimentary cups of hot cocoa and coffee. So
uh-oh.
When you're out walking, they understand you might get a little chilly. So.
Mm-hmm.
They also have former Butler basketball student-athlete Ronald Norad, and he'll do a story time.
He's the coach at Brownsburg basketball.
Yes.
Coach, so Coach Norad is going to be at the NCAA Hall of Champions
mm-hmm.
giving advice to folks.
Well, he'll do a story time for children.
That's right, because he's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You're a coach at night, and he's a teacher. And that's what he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a kid that could have gone to the NBA, young black male teaching in our schools. Have my Lord. I got to find out, you know, how Brownsburg is. I assume they're winning. You know, I mean, he's the coach. I would assume they're doing okay. All right. What else got going?
At the Indianapolis Zoo, you can visit some of the new babies. They've got new walrus and dolphin babies. They'll also have free dolphin shows at 10:30 and at 2 o'clock.
Mm. All that and more.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff going on. And it's free, but you're asking people to bring a canned good. Is that a canned good each time you go in a place?
One canned good per person per attraction.
All right, so bring your bag of canned goods.
Bring your bag of canned goods. And all donations go to the Gleaners Food Group.
And having been at Gleaners New Warehouse out by the airport, see, they need, you know, so they got plenty of space to get all of these cans that they're going to collect from people going down to the White River State Park.
Mm-hmm.
All right, all that. And so if people want more information, Jenny, about what's going on at the White River State Park for Dr. Martin Luther King Day, how do they find out?
They can go onto our website, www.whiteriverstatepark.org, and there's a link to all of the attractions on our website.
So go to www.whiteriverstatepark.org. That makes sense. CFO, mm-hmm. How long you been there?
I've been there just over a year now.
Just over a year?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you come from? See, I didn't even know our White River State Park had a CFO of color. That's a great thing.
I'm originally from Chicago.
Okay. And so you're down here. Because, see, they don't have a White River State Park in Chicago.
No, they don't.
See the things we learn. And so again, we've got next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, January 19th from 11 till 3 at Christian Theological Seminary, 1000 West on 42nd Street, the 15th annual Martin Luther King Community Festival sponsored by Peace Learning Center. And then on Sunday at the Indiana Roof Ballroom downtown, it's IUPUI's Black Student Union's 44th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Dinner, which featuring the one and only Bobby Seale. Yes, he exists. We can testify to that. And if you want more information, they got the phone number now. The phone number is
317-274-3931.
274-3931. If you want tickets, tickets are still available to come see Living History with Brother Bobby Seale at the Roof, 274-3931. And then on the Dr. King holiday, if you go to the Indianapolis Museum of Art, you won't have to stress out, oh, missed him taking the oath. You can just, they got the giant screen TV in living color, and you can see him take the oath in the museum. You can hear the speech because we've checked inaugural addresses are only like 2,400 words. He's not going to talk long. And then you got plenty of time to see all the attractions and things at the Indianapolis Museum of Art. And their hours on Dr. Martin Luther King Day are from 11 until 4 p.m. And they're at 4,000 Dr. Martin Luther, at 4,000 Michigan Road, 4,000 Michigan Road. And then all of the events and activities at White River State, White River State Park, they're going to have Wishart at Victory Field is going to have health screenings. So you got a Victory Field health screenings. You've got the Idle George wide open. You got the Indiana State Museum where you can see a signed copy of the Emancipation Proclamation with A. Lincoln. That means he signed it, as well as the 13th Amendment and other great things in the Indiana State Museum. You got Idle George. You got the NCAA Hall of Champions. You got the Indianapolis Zoo with all the new animals they're young, I heard. Animals at the zoo, as well as the White River Gardens with the flowers and all that kind of stuff. What did I leave?
Victory Field.
And Victory Field. You get the health screenings and the IMAX Theater. If you donate blood to the Blood Center at the IMAX Theater, you get a free concession or two. See, last year it was popcorn. This year they said it's concession. So it could be the candy. It could be the juju's. All that and more. If you want more information for IMA, 923-1331. 923-1331. Want more information for White River State Park, just go to whiteriverstatepark.org. Whiteriverstatepark.org. You want more information about Peace Learning Center, you can go to peacelearningcenter.org or 327-7144. Tim Nation with Peace Learning Center. Carol White with the Indianapolis Museum of Art. Rochelle Karanja and Jerry Black with the Black Student Union of IUPUI. They're seniors, so they get ready to walk in May, and they're going to be in the healthcare industry. That means they're going to make enough to try to pay the student loans back. That's a wonderful thing. Amen. And Jenny Banks with the White River State Park. Guys, thanks very, very much. We've got a whole lot more. Don't go away. It's Afternoons with Amos for a Friday. All right, welcome back. 239-1310. 239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos. Some more Martin Luther King Day activities. One of them that's going to be on the weekend. It also involves an anniversary of one of the African-American Legion posts in our community, the one on Dr. Martin Luther King Street. Steve Barnett, the commander of the American Legion Post, is in the house, along with George Blades, a.k.a. Honey Boy, back in the day when he was a boxer, when boxing was good. Now, I don't know what boxing is anymore.
It's coming back.
Yeah, right. All right, guys, welcome. And we've also got Marilyn Gill with the Indiana Christian Leadership Conference. Their annual event is on the Monday morning of Dr. Martin Luther King at 11 o'clock at St. John's Missionary Baptist Church. And then, are y'all ready for this? This shows you the progress of Indianapolis. All y'all that live in Hendricks County, all of you that are living large in Hendricks County, in Brownsburg, in Avon, the free folk in Plainfield. We ain't talking about the ones behind the Iron Curtain in Plainfield. We're talking about the free ones out there. If you work out there in Hendricks County, for 8 years, they've had a Dr. Martin Luther King celebration, Chris, in Hendricks County. No joke. Sam Carman is here. We'll find out all about that. But let me start with Steve Barnett. What's happening at your post? It's a special anniversary next week?
Yes, we're celebrating our 75th anniversary in existence as American Legion Post. It's going to be a magnificent celebration, Amos. One of the things we're doing is extending out to the community. We're starting a celebration out with a weigh-in for a fight that we're sponsoring, our co-sponsoring, the 19th of January. Mm-hmm. Featuring George Honeyboy Blades and a lot of other boxers throughout the United States.
Mm.
Also, that evening on the 19th, we're having a pre-inauguration ball saluting the President of the United States, Barack Obama.
Since you can't go to Washington and dress up, you're going to have your own dress up here at the Post.
Exactly. That's exactly what the theme is. Since you can't be there, we want you here with us. As a matter of fact, we got life-size cutouts of the president and his wife going to be there.
Uh-oh.
Shoot pictures. So we're going to do it up really nice. Also, on Sunday, we have a free jazz concert, Indiana Avenue Revisit, to salute them. And then Monday, we start at 10 o'clock in the morning with a continental breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
We will sit and watch the swearing-in of the President of the United States, Barack Obama. And then we're having a free lunch, and then after that we do our anniversary celebration at 2 o'clock.
I got to ask George Blades, boxing coming back, what's going to happen next Saturday night over at the American Legion Post 274?
The fight is Friday.
Friday.
I'm sorry, the weigh-in is Friday. The fight is Saturday at the mm-hmm. Fairgrounds at the DuPont Center.
Okay.
We're having fighters in from Los Angeles, New York, Pittsburgh, Florida, Houston, Chicago. It's gonna be an ESPN type of show, Las Vegas type get up. It's gonna be something Indiana's never seen before.
Now these amateurs, these are pros.
Pros.
It's the first time we've had a pro fight here in a while, right?
In a while, yes, sir. Boxing has been kind of down for about 4 or 5 years.
But you're saying it's coming back.
RHB Promotions is bringing it back.
You're bringing it back.
Yes, sir.
Why hook up with the American Legion Post? How'd y'all get to...
God. Mm-hmm. God is good.
Okay.
I'm also doing a tribute for the veterans.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be a wonderful affair.
Let me go to Mark at 239-1310 right quick. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Amos.
Hi.
I got a question for that lodge or whatever it is. It's on Dr. Martin Luther King Drive right there.
Yep.
I've been going past that lodge for a long time. I mean, I don't live in the neighborhood, but, of course, the Church's Chicken is right there. And then you got the other place where you play basketball. But it seems like every time I go, I've been going past it, they were always locked up or closed down and the doors are shut. And maybe I have the wrong perception of the lodge, but what do they do for the community right there at 25th and Dr. Martin Luther King? What do they do for the kids? Do they have afternoon programs, or is it just for adults? I mean, what service do they provide for that community right there that's in such a dire need of help?
All right, great question, Steve Barnett.
Well, first of all, I don't know when you're coming by. The Post is open 7 days a week, and we're open from 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock at night, except for the weekends, we stay open to 2. One of the programs that we sponsor is Jazz in the Park, which is a remarkably celebrated program here in Indianapolis that's sponsored with us and the Park Department. And also, we do a lot of things in the community in reference to children. Just a couple of weeks ago for Christmas, we gave 200 children a magnificent Christmas with about 3 or 4 different gifts. The George was there with us, Santa Claus. So we do a lot of things. Why don't you stop in and say hi and talk to me about it? And if you're a veteran, I want you to come in anyway.
Come around back if you don't get anybody at the front door.
Well, Well, that's what I didn't know. I mean, we never hear the positive parts of what's going on.
Right.
Well, the American,
you know, we never hear the positive parts of what's going on with the lodge. All we kind of hear is the negative things that go on, and that's great. And I've been to the Jazz in the Park, and I just had no clue that you guys sponsor that.
Oh, for
and we appreciate that because there are very few things that us blacks in the community, especially in the hood, can go to and be proud of and celebrate our heritage with our people without some saggy pants knucklehead spoiling it for us.
Well, I'm
so
glad
I just
want
to say thank you, and I will stop by and see what's going on. I appreciate y'all sponsoring that kind of stuff for the kids.
Thank you.
I appreciate the call, Mark. 239-1310. 239-1310 is after the news. Name is. So we go from that, the 3 days of events at Post 249 over on Dr. Martin Luther King Street, and move on to St. John's Church, the 44th annual Dr. Martin Luther King birthday celebration sponsored by the Indiana Christian Leadership Conference. Sister Marilyn Gill is in the house. Marilyn, welcome.
Well, thank you, Amos.
So what are you guys doing on Dr. King Day?
Well, we are doing our traditional service. And I say traditional service because it all started in the church back in 1969, January the 15th, where we were one of maybe two or three churches in the country to hold this service the year following the assassination of Dr. King, 15 years prior to the nation making it a national holiday. And so in observance of the legacy and the vision of Dr. Andrew J. Brown, we continue this celebration under the leadership of Dr. Thomas L. Brown. We will be having our ceremony. We began at 11 o'clock officially, but because some people come early in order to get seats, we do have what we call a pre-celebration, and that's a very entertaining and informational hour prior to the official service. The epic portion of our service, of course, is presenting the Drum Major for Justice Award to a worthy individual, someone who has exemplified the Drum Major for Justice instinct, primarily coming from the Indianapolis community, as well as the Dr. Andrew J. Brown Legacy Award that basically is presented to someone who continues the legacy in their own way, dealing with religion, education, social justice, those type of economic justice for the Indianapolis community. And that individual basically comes out of Indianapolis. And I have to tell you, I don't want to give the names out. I really want everyone to be there on Monday. But this year we have two individuals for both of these awards who are just overwhelmingly overwhelmingly deserving of these two awards.
All right. And so now who's the guest speaker?
The guest speaker, Dr. Daniel Hembray, he is, I don't know if you've heard of his publication, but he has a publication. It is called You Are the Jewel in the Stone, and it is a narrative resource for the theological exploration on vocation. He is a native of Detroit, Michigan. He's basically a Morehouse man, or he attended Morehouse College for a while. Mm-hmm. He attended the University of Michigan. He earned a bachelor's degree in biological anthropology, but then he continued on at Union Theological Seminary and Garrett Evangelical Theological Seminary. And he does lots of studies dealing with African-American religious traditions and men's spirituality. He is also a professor at Martin University here in Indianapolis, Indiana. And he does reside here, you know, with his wife here in Indianapolis.
So now, if people have not been to the Indiana Christian Leadership Conference's annual Dr. Martin Luther King celebration, it's in a slightly different location than in years past in the new sanctuary of St. John Missionary Baptist Church, so just south of where the old church was.
Yes, 1651, the old address, which we knew for a long time, but we're not going to mention it so we don't get you confused. 1651 Dr. Andrew J. Brown Avenue, which is formerly Martindale Avenue.
But the new build.
The new church.
The new
Right across the street there. And it's a high-spirited service. You know, one thing that we have to keep in mind is that the meetings and movement strategies during that day, if they were not held in the tents, a lot of tent cities set up, but if they weren't held in the tents, they were basically held in the church. Mm-hmm. Funerals of those who gave their lives for the movement and fought were held in the church. Plans for getting people out of jail who had gone to jail for the movement were made in the church. And so, therefore, because Dr. King was an ordained reverend, and he begun this movement, there is no other place than to have it but the church. And as you know, or most people know, he and the late Dr. Andrew Brown were good friends. And so it started, it began there. And we're just thankful to Dr. Philip Shove, who has allowed us to bring the program from the St. John's Missionary Baptist Church. Sister Chloe Logan, who is the musician of music for that event. I think you remember Al Hobbs and some of the others with the very first choir 40-some years ago. But it is still a highly spirited event, and we just hope that you will come and find yourself in the movement. This is a day of giving back, and I said this on the air Saturday. If you are not on the bus going to the inaugural, we think that you would want to be at one or some of the events going on in the memory of Dr. Martin Luther King Day. All over the nation, it is known as a day of service, a day of giving back, and we hope that you would want to do that.
And then on Monday evening, out in beautiful Hendricks County, downtown Plainfield, right off of Main Street in U.S. 40, it's the 8th annual Dr. King Celebration in Hendricks County. Sam Carman is in the house. Sam, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here.
What exactly are you guys doing on the Monday, the night, Monday the 21st on the holiday?
Okay. Well, I will have to correct you a little bit in that it's not our 8th annual.
Okay.
I wish I could say that it was. We began the celebrations in 2003.
Uh-huh.
We hosted them through 2009. This was through our Alliance for Diversity in Hendricks County.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, due to a couple of deaths, a couple of people moving out of state, and so forth, the Alliance became somewhat inactive for a while. But we're back in business, and we're hosting this event. We will have as our keynote speaker Dr. Pat Payne, the Director of Multicultural Education with the Indianapolis Public Schools. And we will also have a panel discussion that evening as well. So it's really an awareness-building opportunity for us.
What is the purpose of the Alliance for Diversity of Hendricks County?
Well, when it was formed back in 2002, we recognized the growing diversity of our county. We see it as a good thing, but we also see that with that growing diversity, not everyone does see it as a good thing, and we need to be a voice out there to help smooth the way, basically, for the growing diversity in our county, because we really feel that diversity is the strength of our country. It's what's built this country.
Mm-hmm. So where will this be? This is at the Friends Meeting House, which is for those that are part of that denomination of the Christian religion. That's like a church.
Right, it's the Quakers. Basically.
The Quakers, right? That's the church.
Yes,
church.
And as you head west out to Plainfield, you can't miss it. It's right on U.S. 40, right at the intersection of where State Road 267 tees into U.S. 40. It will be right there on your left, on the south side of U.S. 40.
And there's been a Quaker presence in Plainfield for like years. Am I correct?
Yes. If I'm not mistaken, I believe they were established back in maybe the 1840s or 1850s, something like that. They've been there a long time.
See, before you even knew there was Plainfield, the Quakers were all, were out there. And this is free. So folks that are living in Plainfield or Avon or Brownsburg or Danville,
Indianapolis folks are welcome.
Indianapolis
to come
folks
out
too. You just go out there, figure out, go down Raceway Road, Ronald Reagan Road, all them little roads out there, and get out to U.S. 40. If people want more information, Sam Carman, how they find out about it?
Well, they can go to our website, which is HTTP.
Wait a minute, slow down. Okay, we don't need www. Oh, what? There we go.
Well, there's no www.
Okay,
it's just HTTP ://
Yeah.
HCAD dot Weebly.
Oh, Lord. We
it's
what?
One of those, it's one of those free websites.
Yeah, okay.
Weebly.com. Weebly.com.
Weebly.com.
Dot com.
So just after the HTTP on your computer, because it comes up automatically now, you just type hcad.weebly.com, and you can find out about the event as well as the Hendricks County Alliance of Diversity. If you want more information about the annual Indiana Christian Leadership Conference, 44th annual Dr. Martin Luther King birthday celebration, you can call 507-2867, 507-2867. And Steve Barnett, if you want more activities about the 75th anniversary of the Tillman Harpole American Legion Post 249. How'd they get a hold of you?
They can contact us at 925-1976.
925 what?
1976.
1976. Just many of the See, in one place you got all of this covered. The events and the activities of Dr. Martin Luther King Day. And see, oh, all you folks that live out in Hamilton County, you guys just let Hendricks County just out Dr. King you. Where's the Hamilton County Dr. King birthday celebration? Where's the Hancock County Dr. King celebration? Should I even ask where the Johnson County Dr. King celebration is? So all y'all that live in large out there in Hamilton County, and you live in large over there in Hancock County, and yes, there's black people who live down in Johnson. Y'all, you can't let Hendricks County outdo y'all. Y'all got to do better. Anyway, guys, thank Marilyn Gill, Sam Carman, Steve Barnett, George Blades. Guys, thanks very much for being with us. Glad to have you.